Previously on Left Behind.
I'm on fire! Abdullah! Oh, look at me!
Leah, did you find Ming? Does she know any of this?
She's gone.
You may have to fight. You may have to defend yourself, maybe even kill somebody. It is time to focus.
I confer upon you all the power vested in me from above and below the earth. Persuade all who see that I am God.
Based on The Remnant, the 10th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 110 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Not many people on the street. Mostly peacekeepers or those annoying little morale monitors.
Yes, they only knew who they were saluting.
So, what was the point of all those emails Chang sent?
Yeah, he was trying to plant a rumor with the local GC through a couple of low-level guys. He wants them to think somebody's coming from HQ to clean up the mess here.
Well, you know if he got through?
Well, the way some of these guys are eyeing us? I mean, there's no way to know for sure, but it's possible. Okay, there's the storefront. The co-op has to be near here. And it looks like there's about a half dozen GC friends to work our way through.
Back to work, gentlemen?
Yes, sir. I mean, ma'am.
You know the difference between a male and a female officer, son?
Yes, ma'am.
You think that was funny?
No, ma'am. I apologize.
Turn off the television, gentlemen.
Hang on. I want to see this.
Turn it off! We're not concerned with a bunch of incinerated Judites. You, where's the nearest pub?
Ma'am?
You hard of hearing, boy?
No, ma'am. Three blocks up and two over.
All right. Carry on.
Chloe, the GCCNN doesn't just pull the plug for nothing. Now, I don't want to get my hopes up here, but it's possible something wild happened at Petro.
Yeah, okay, we'll look into it later. Right now, I kind of think we should just keep our focus.
Right. Hey, do you see the kid in the window reading the paper? Hat pulled down?
A lookout?
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, let's stick with the plan. English?
I speak little English. Drink. You want drink?
Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola.
Two glasses.
Tunic.
Thanks. Can you tell us how to get downstairs?
Yeah?
Where's downstairs? Basement? Cellar? Downstairs?
Clean. You wash. Laundry.
A laundry?
Yes. Laundry.
Yes, a laundry.
Thank you.
Thank ye.
Here. Thanks.
This whole place looks like they're waiting for us to make a move.
Uh-huh.
Think there's another entrance?
Maybe. Why?
I can't imagine believers are going to risk going through here.
You think there's an actual laundry downstairs?
Make a better cover.
All right, let's try the lookout. How you doing? Is there another entrance to this place?
No.
Not around back? Not through the alley?
No.
I heard there was a laundry here. I need some cleaning done.
You're not carrying any laundry.
We don't haul it around. How do I get downstairs?
Past the toilet, back door to this side, but they're closed.
In the middle of the day? Why?
They didn't say.
All right. We'll be back. Okay, stop here. I give him 30 seconds. Can you still see him over my shoulder?
Yeah. Bingo. He's already moving.
Come on, let's go. Laundry? We can bring laundry here?
Yes.
There he is. You, come here.
No, not here.
Hold on. Let's not get trigger happy.
What do you want?
Take off your hat.
I'll shoot you dead first.
Please, Kostas.
Put up your hands and don't touch...
Hold on. I'm going to take off my hat. She'll take off hers. And then you'll take off yours, okay?
But...
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
I almost killed you.
Yeah.
Are you all right, Mama?
You come disguised as GC. Why?
This is Hannah. I'm Chloe.
Chloe, what is your last name?
Chloe Williams.
You are not. Come and hug me. I am Pappas. I go by Mrs. P.
Pappas! Yes, it's great to meet you.
And you, my goodness. And are you in the co-op as well?
No.
Oh, you are from India?
No, America.
Oh, a disguise within a disguise.
Yes. Tell me, how safe are we here?
We should move out of the stairway. Come. The co-op works as well here as anywhere.
I can vouch for that.
But we are suffering. Only a few of us are left.
What about the people upstairs? They gotta know what's going on.
Well, we give them things. They ask no questions. They have their own secrets. Someday, when it serves them, they will turn us in.
Head of the co-op in my place. No one will ever believe.
You can't stay here long. But in the meantime, how can we help you?
Sir, I waved at you. Did you see me?
I did, soldier. And unless my eyes were playing tricks, it was a wave that looked quite a bit like a one-finger salute.
No, sir, I waved.
Forget about it. You turned around and came back. Here you go. My support staff had an errand heading the other way, and I have a piece of business at the airport.
I can drop you, sir. You need me to drop you?
I sure would appreciate it. So, you heard anything from Petra?
We got them, sir. Smoke them all. There'll be nothing left to bury.
Really? That come from GC Command, did it?
That's right. Straight off the radio. The pilot's transmission was cut off at the last minute, just as he was getting a look at the drop site. But you know, no one could have survived those explosions.
Well, now, that is good news, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to need a set of wheels, I'm going to need to store my gear, and I'm going to need to take a look at the rooster tail, if it's still here.
Oh, it's here, sir, and we've been expecting you. I'll take your stuff.
Did I say I wanted you to take my stuff, soldier?
No, sir, you said you wanted to store it yourself.
Correct.
The rooster tail's in Hangar 6. The car's the first one on the end. I can bring it to you.
You do that.
Ah, almost forgot. I've got to put your code into the computer.
You bring me the car, I'll give you the code.
Okay. I'll be right back.
So, gonna get us some help around here, Commander.
Excuse me, officer.
I said, are you good?
I heard what you said. Now get your duff out of that chair, get over here and address me properly.
Sorry, sir.
You make a practice at hollering at your senior officers across the room?
I wasn't thinking, sir.
I believe you had a question.
Just wondering if we were going to get some support here, sir. You see how short-handed we are.
What I see is that you're overstaffed and underworked, and you know it.
Sir!
Am I wrong?
No, sir. It's just that, well...
As you were, soldier.
You want some assistance with the aircraft, sir?
I need nothing but a toolbox and to be left to it. What'd you people find in it?
Nothing, sir.
Nothing?
We were instructed to leave it for the brass. That'd be you, I guess.
I see. All right, who's handling the Judite roundup?
Sir?
You're telling me you had one of the most successful busts of the underground right under your nose and nobody here knows a thing about it?
Oh, that, no. We know. What are you asking?
Who's handling it? They took an operative alive and I'm under orders to have a little chat with him.
Well, I wouldn't know where they were holding him, sir. I mean,
I didn't expect you to know where they were holding him. Did I ask you that?
No, sorry.
I was expecting whoever's handling the operation, for us locally will know that. You follow?
Of course.
So who might that be?
A guy with a funny name, sir. You'd have to check at headquarters in Ptolemy.
Well, now it appears I know more about this whole deal than you do, son. Would that funny name happen to be Stefanich?
Oh, yes, sir, him.
You in touch with him?
Yes, sir.
Can you make sure he's expecting me?
Yes, sir.
Tell him to have his ducks in a row so we can take care of business as soon as I get there.
Yes, sir. Now, could I get you to give me your six-digit security?
091001. I'm going to go have a look at this here plane, after which I'll need to find this prisoner of ours. You will make sure they're expecting me, correct?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Elena, anything from the prisoner?
No, sir. Not a squeak since we brought him here.
Open the door.
Yes, sir. He hasn't moved from that position.
Still alive, though?
Breathing, yes. And still bleeding, I think.
Mr. Sebastian. Wake up, Mr. Sebastian. Last chance for us to have a little chat. Elena, take his blindfold off. Sit up against the wall and listen carefully. Look into my eyes, George, and see how serious I am. You have been brave, a model prisoner of war. You have given us nothing, no information of any kind. And as you look down the barrel of this gun, I want you to understand something. You have lost. You are down to your last chance. I am willing to waste no more time or energy on you. The only way for you to leave here and see your wife and child again is to tell us what we need to know. Otherwise, I will kill you point blank. You have 10 seconds to tell me where the Judahite safe house is.
Part of the church that the Miklosis attended, and old man Kronos. His cousin is still with us. You know these names?
We know them, but most of them are dead now. How did you survive?
We managed to elude the peacekeepers and set up our operation here. On the night your friend, Mr. Sebastian, was taken, Marcel told us the plan.
Marcel Papadopoulos.
Yes. The girl, Georgiana, was to meet him here. We were told a military man on his way back from Israel would pick them up near the airport.
Sebastian.
But how did you learn what had happened? When Mr. Miklos and Kronos didn't return, what did you do?
We went looking. We knew the plan. We drove to the spot and saw the car in plain sight.
But surely they were watching or waiting for someone.
We drove past quickly, trying to appear as if we were not even looking. But we know Kay's car. It was just a few meters off the road. The lights gone dim, the engine off, a door open. We were desperate to search it, to find out what happened.
And?
We waited. We had to. After a few days, we could not stand it anymore, so Kronos' cousin lent us a four-wheel drive truck. We went down through the fields until we came close to the car. It was 3 a.m. We wore dark clothing, there was no moon, and we carried flashlights, but did not use them. We finally found the car. We listened for 10 minutes to see if we could hear any GC. Then we felt in the car and found the bodies. All three of them shot. Marcel in the face. The back of his head was gone. We had to work to pull him from under the dashboard. Kronos was shot in the neck from behind. Mr. Miklos in the forehead.
No sign of the American?
No. We dragged the bodies back to the truck. They stank and were stiff. It was awful. We do not know what happened to the American.
We've learned that the girl they picked up was an imposter. Beyond that, we don't have much information.
What about the American? Have you heard if he's alive?
We're pretty sure he's being held somewhere. They're probably trying to break him for information. The thing is, he's well trained. It's more likely he'll get himself killed for not cooperating.
You must think that the GC is stupid.
I'm sorry?
You come in here disguised as GC and you think they will just take you to him?
We know it's risky.
It's suicide.
Well, what would you do?
The same, I suppose. But I can't imagine it working.
We have a man inside the palace in New Babylon, or we wouldn't dream of trying this. We have another friend.
Excuse me. Chloe, can I talk to you, please?
Give us a minute.
Certainly.
Do they really need to know this?
We can trust them. Come on, they're co-op.
And if they get caught, don't give them any information that you wouldn't want squeezed out of them.
Hannah, give them some credit. Think of what they've been through. They'll never cave.
Okay, I'm real troubled by the use of the word never right there.
It's okay.
The less they know, the better.
Sorry about that.
Do you really believe the GC will fall for your plan?
We can't keep the ruse up for long, but by pulling the right strings in New Babylon, we've bluffed ourselves into some remarkable places.
We have just met you, and we will bury you soon.
We are both people of faith, but we must also be people of action. We know the odds, and we accept them. Besides, you want us to leave the guy to a certain death? He's got a wife and kid.
I don't know. Artillery, maybe, but disguises? I just can't see it.
The problem is, we don't know where Sebastian is. How are you going to find him with artillery?
What about your man inside?
If, and only if, he overhears it, he tells us. If he were to go asking, his access, his head, and a lot of other people could disappear.
I want to come with you.
What do you mean?
When you go to get your friend.
Oh, I can't do it. We have our papers, our uniforms, we're covered on the computer, for now. It would take days to do the same for you.
I could get a GC uniform, and we make up a story. I'm just here to escort...
No, we appreciate it, but it's not gonna happen. We have a plan, and we'll follow it, succeed or fail.
Just trying to help.
We do appreciate that.
You need more firepower?
Actually, we might. We think our American friend hid some weapons in the plane he was flying, but we're not completely sure.
Come with me.
Where are we going?
Don't ask questions. Follow. Uncover that end of the trunk.
Wow. Not your typical co-op item.
Uzis.
Where'd these come from?
Again, don't ask.
See that, Chloe? That's called don't ask.
Here, wrap them in these blankets and give them ammunition. We'll hide them in this laundry bag.
All right, and then we better get going.
All right, get him presentable. First the shower, then some food. Do something about his lip. Make up some story. We didn't do it. You're still in trouble, California. But you got company coming first. While I'm taking the cuffs off, keep in mind we've got two weapons aimed at you, and all we need is a reason. Do something about his wrists, too.
Clothes there. Shower there. Don't think about the window. There's someone outside with a gun. Not that you'd fit. Remember, we will shoot you. Move!
So you heard about Petra.
Yeah, Buck confirmed there was movement on the ground, but nothing from Dad yet.
I can't wait to see how New Babylon spins that.
I wonder when Dad and Abdullah will be able to leave.
I have to think the GC will kill anybody who heads away from there.
Great.
Mac, you get to the plane okay?
Yeah, found 150 caliber and a directed energy weapon, so at least we've got that. Squadron headquarters in Ptolemy is expecting me, but I'm thinking about passing on it.
Why? I thought that was all set.
Yeah, but if I march in there button shining, it may look like I'm trying to impress. I could give off the smell of a rat without even trying. Plus, if that headquarters is anything like the rest of this place, it would be nothing short of my civic obligation to start ripping on anybody who's supposed to be in charge.
Tell me about it. I loathed working at the palace, but at least they were organized. This dump looks sick by comparison.
I'm just glad I'm not a senior-level commander.
Why is that?
Oh, come on, can you imagine the paperwork I'd be pushing after visiting here?
I can.
So what's the plan with headquarters, then?
Well, I had hoped to just walk in and get directions to George and walk out, but... now I'm kind of thinking I'm not even going to show up.
Yeah, you mentioned that. Why?
Myself, I mean.
We'd go?
One of you.
Well, all right. I don't mind
taking
this.
Wait a minute.
Now, hang on, both of you. I'm leaning towards Chloe. Come on, Hannah. If you walk in there and they check your iris or your handprint, you'd show up on the palace database.
Yeah, as deceased.
And you don't see that causing any problems?
All right. As long as it's not that you don't think I can pull it off.
You're kidding, right?
Thanks, I think.
So what do you want me to do, Mac?
I want you to be bored.
Bored?
And irritated. You got grunt duty. Well, the fat cat boss you came with is taking a nap at a nice place. Where is nobody's business. You got a sign to go get the info he needs, any red tape, any holdup at all, and you're ticked off. You can work that up okay, right?
What do you think?
Your approach is that this is bottom-end stuff. Just give me the info and let me be on my way. Make sure the hostage takers know we're coming so they don't get spooked.
But they better have our man ready. The boss is none too pleased, and they haven't gleaned anything from him yet.
Gotcha.
If everything goes smoothly, we can take Sebastian, in cuffs, of course, right back to his own plane and fly out of here tonight.
Does Local have any idea you're planning to take the prisoner?
No, but by the time they find out, we ought to be gone.
It's not going to be easy, even if they buy everything up to where we visit him.
The key is not to try and convince them of anything. You sting somebody by getting them to come your way. Follow?
I'm not sure.
All right, if I hinted that Rayford wanted you to do something you didn't want to do, like head straight back to Chicago right now, your first reaction would be negative. You'd refuse, and I'd say, okay, then, I can't tell you the rest of it. You'd say, what's that? And I'd say, no, you made your decision, so you don't need to know. Now, if I was in your shoes, I'd be all over me trying to find out what the whole story was and whether I made the right decision.
Yeah, and
you'd be coming my way. It wouldn't be me trying to convince you of something. It would be you trying to drag it out of me. I'd tell you whatever I need to get you to do what I wanted, and only later do you realize you were stung.
So you're going to make these people beg you to take Sebastian off their hands.
Basically.
And they're going to think you're doing them a favor.
Exactly.
This I gotta see.
Well, congratulations. You got a front row seat.
And where am I while Chloe's doing her thing at the headquarters?
Waiting in the Jeep, eyes and ears peeled.
And where will you be?
I'll be on the phone with Chang and then to the kid at the airport. I want to make sure the jet's gassed up and ready to go.
You gonna tell him we'll have a prisoner with us?
Yeah, I'll play that by ear. If we don't find a weapon in George's car, I've got one for him and one for me anyway. And then you've got your sidearms, right?
Oh, so you think we'll need weapons?
Well, at least for show.
Yeah, well, we might be able to help out there.
How's that?
Compliments of our friends in Ptolemy.
Well, well, well. I see you girls did a little shopping in town.
You know I'm a sucker for a good sale.
Uzis. Very nice. Well, if things get hairy, these may just come in handy.
Mac?
Yeah?
Are things gonna get hairy?
Let me put it this way. I wish I could guarantee they weren't.
You all right?
Yeah, just a little nervous. You okay with me doing this, right?
It makes perfect sense. If they check me, I'm dead.
In more ways than one.
Right. Just remember, play it bored, irritated. Get after them if you have to.
Yeah, okay. See you in a bit.
Hold on, please.
What's your role here, son?
GC morale monitor, ma'am. I'm supposed to tell people the receptionist isn't here.
That's kind of obvious, isn't it?
And that she'll be right back.
How soon is right back?
Well, supposed to have been 10 minutes ago, so should be any minute now.
Then why don't you inform Commander Stefanich that Ms. Irene is here from Senior Commander Johnson's staff?
Well, ma'am, I was instructed
just
to...
Just do it. It won't be a problem.
Yes, ma'am. Ms., who did you say?
Never mind. I'll find him.
Oh, I can't let you do that. Please, I'm sorry, I forgot your information.
Is your hand on your gun, Monitor?
No, well, yes, ma'am, it is, but not on purpose.
Read my name badge, son, and get that memorized. Now, all you have to know is Senior Commander Johnson.
Got it. One moment.
It's a wonder the GC ever gets anything done.
Step this way, ma'am.
You mean I have to get through her, too?
Yes, ma'am. That's the commander's secretary.
Hi, how are you?
Wait, you
Irene, Johnson's staff to see Stefanich.
Who are you?
Sorry, sir, but Senior Commander Johnson doesn't have time for me to work my way through all your layers. You have some information for him?
Of course, but I
need... What kind of ID do you need to see here?
Well, I'd like to visit with Commander Johnson.
He sends his regrets. The GC brass would like this handled with dispatch, and we understand that you were prepared
Sit
to...
Sit down, Miss Irene, please.
I really...
Please. I insist.
Left Behind. The dramatic audio series is based in part on the book The Remnant by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Music by Steve Wick. Sound design by Glenn West. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind. The dramatic audio series is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.